Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I really wanted to start just with our fans. After the break, that first break, they came out. We came out, and there was a lot of energy in our locker room, but there was also a lot of energy when we took the field, and I think that really helped us get ourselves started in the second period, so to speak, after the delay. I thought that was huge. Second thing I just want to mention is we did hear after the win that there was some devastation and some damage in the city. So I want to just represent our team by prayers to our people in the area that had damage. Hopefully there were no lives lost. And we're thinking about them, too, in this victory. Moving on, we always talk to our players about creating turnovers and not turning the ball over. We did a very good job of that today over the game, plus the overtime. We had no turnovers, and I thought that was allowed us to stay in the game and be in the game, and generally it does. We had too many penalties, too many pre-snap penalties today that really inhibited our ability to function as well as we would like. But our players, they continue to hang together. Our locker room when we had the break was just outstanding. Just give you a little content there. It was really quiet, very businesslike, and as we told them the times, we set up a time. Our defense got together. Our offense went through a walkthrough in the locker room. The receivers got together, went through plays. Mike Clark stretched them out. We had a stretch period to get them loose. And the guys were very energized. And when they went out there, you would have thought we hadn't started the game yet. And I was really proud of the guys, the way they handled the changes that took place today. It was really good to see our young guys. You know, Chetta came up. It was, you know, we have some fun with this next man up concept, but it's really true. You know, everybody that's on our roster is here because we think they can help us win. You know, Chetta came up today and made a play. David Bass has been working terribly hard. He wasn't here in training camp, to my recollection. And we brought him in, and we've worked with him. And a credit to Mike Fair and Mel and the guys for working to develop him. And he comes up with a huge play on a return for a touchdown. It was good to see Julius stay. Julius played extremely hard today. Got a couple of sacks. Was very physical and got some good push there. And we had to overcome the fact that Stephen Paya went out of the game early. And the young guys landing and moving people around inside. And Christian did a good job and a sufficient job to make some good things happen in there and make some stops. Overall, it's just I wish everybody could see the progression that goes into winning a game like this from the time we left the locker room here last week, you know, devastated in a divisional loss, to getting our equilibrium back, building our energy, coming into work on Wednesday, being a bunch of pros, working hard, taking work home, the walkthroughs, the businesslike attitude of our football team, and then to see the energy be able to sustain itself through a 5.5-hour game. Credit should go to the Ravens as well. They played so hard and never let down the entire game. And we were able to finally, you know, make the plays when the plays were needed to be made. And we did that. We did it with a stop by our defense in the overtime. And then certainly the plays that were made to move the football into scoring position. Robbie Gould, again, three kicks, critical kicks. I thought the kicking game, our punters and our kickers did a very good job. The weather, the wind was certainly a factor in play calling today and in decision making relative to the big picture of the game and the outcome of the game. You know, it was at different times different things. There was at one point where when we came back and after the weather cleared, then it came back again. It had to be blowing. It was blowing sideline to sideline to where we could not throw the ball, any throw. We were very concerned about even a flip or a screen pass, even a screen pass, because it was coming so hard. So I can't really pinpoint the times, but early in the game, certainly for us, the way we started was more a reflection of our poor start. You know, we missed a we had a pre-snap penalty. We didn't run the right play. We had some mental errors in our first 15, which was really disappointing. That really got us off to a slow start. We dropped a ball on third down that put us back in a third and long. We would have had a first down to continue a drive. So we were really out of sync in the first. It was very not indicative of the way we've played in the first 15 or 20 plays. Even if we've gone three and out, we've done pretty well scoring or moving the football in our first 15 or 20 plays. And that was poor today, and that hurt us. But the win was a factor in terms of up the field throws. Certainly, right to left, as you saw us going in the overtime, was the best way. And a credit to the Ravens, they were going into the wind, but then sometimes they were going with the wind, even though they started going into the wind. That was kind of the day. So it was play by play, series by series. Yeah, you know, we went through so many phases during the course of the game. The number one thing is, you know, quarterback's job is to take care and protect the football. That's the number one thing you ask a quarterback to do. He's got to be efficient throwing the football, but even before he can be efficient, he's got to take care of it. And that's really the number one reason why we're able to hang in the game with all the penalties that we had. The penalties were really hurt us, and they were penalties that we were in control of as much as anything. The pre-snap penalties that continued drives and put us back on offense, and the special teams penalties that forced a long field. So we were able to do that, and so I can't say any more than that. Not just Josh holding on to the football. I thought our offensive line against a very good pass rush played very well today. Josh had I think he was sacked a couple times, but they were running out of the pocket sacks. I don't think he took many hits. I know we didn't throw the ball as much as we normally do. So I'm kind of segueing into that, which is, you know, a big part of his play was the fact that, you know, the offensive line took care of him today.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.